Welcome to Business Law and More, the podcast that's all about the journey, not just the destination. My name is Rina. I'm a lawyer, business owner, and managing partner of Cosbond. This podcast is for creative entrepreneurs where we discuss business insights, legal hurdles, and more to help you build a business and life that you love. Thanks for spending time with me today. Turn up the volume and let's begin. Today, we're going to be talking about the advantages of buying a business. So this is specifically advantages for buying shares in the business and also the assets in the business, but from a buyer's perspective. Now it's time to welcome my guest, Hamad Naveed, to the show. Hamad is a senior solicitor at Cosbond. He is an expert in commercial advice and corporate M&A transactional work and will be the best person to navigate us through this. Hamad, thank you for joining us on the show.
Hi, Rina. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Let's crack on with this. So let's start off with a buyer's perspective. So here's a scenario. A buyer is looking to buy a company. He's looking to buy the shares in the company. So essentially a share purchase. Can you talk us through some of the advantages? Tell us how many advantages you have and maybe talk us through a few of them. And if I've got any questions, I'll jump in as well.
So there's about 4 to 5 key advantages for a buyer to buy a company as a share purchase. So the first one, although it might seem quite overwhelming to buy an entire company, buying a company often can be much quicker. And that's because everything is contained within that company, which brings me on to the next few advantages. The company retains its cash when the buyer purchases it. So the buyer doesn't always have to set up their own bank account. They can just take over the existing bank account. There's cash in the company that they can just use to continue running the business. Another advantage, which follows on from the answer, is that the company retains a lot of its contracts, or most of its contracts. So a buyer doesn't have to go renegotiate to the suppliers. He or she just steps into the seller's shoes and can carry on running the business. Another advantage is that whenever any person takes over a business, one important asset or key aspect of the transaction is the staff. What happens to the staff? What if they decide they don't want to work for the new owner? So with a share purchase, because you're stepping into the seller's shoes, the employer stays the same for the employees. So from a buyer's perspective, there's no 2P transfer, which is, we can get into what 2P means later, but there's no legal transfer of the employees because they essentially stay where they are, which is with the target company. And the buyer just sits behind the target company when he takes over. The final advantage is businesses trade for premises. The premises usually is held under a lease. With a share purchase, the company would still be the lease holder. And so again, the buyer, just by taking over the business, doesn't have to go and make an application to the landlord for a new lease. The buyer can just take over the existing lease.
That's great, Hamad. So you've given us 5 advantages there. If we go through them very quickly. So the first one is it's a quicker process. The second one is that there's usually cash in the company, so there's working capital and there's business continuity, which is 3. There's no 2P because the employees are usually employed by the company. And same with the lease, there's no lease transfer, which is 5, because the lease is with the company as well. So that's really great. So let's talk about asset purchases then. So a buyer is buying the assets now, so not the shares, buyers buy the assets in the company. Give us a few advantages for the buyer buying assets in the company as opposed to the shares.
So with an asset purchase, one of the main features of it is that the buyer can cherry pick the assets. For example, if the buyer is buying a shop and he realizes or she realizes that they don't need the van that the seller owns, they can just buy the contents of the shop and no vehicles. Then next follow-on from this is that what happens to the liabilities? All liabilities of a business in an asset purchase stay with the seller, those that relate to the period before completion. So when the buyer comes in, they get a fresh start. That then leads to the next advantage of it's overall a less risky transaction because there's a line that's drawn on completion. The buyer only has to worry about what the buyer does after completion. The buyer does not have to worry about any of the seller's issues or the seller's responsibilities. Which brings us to the next advantage, which is the buyer cherry picks the assets. It's less risky overall. There is therefore a limited due diligence process because the buyer just does not need to know that much in relation to an asset purchase. In a share purchase, you would have to get into the bank accounts, the financial information, the tax, whereas in an asset purchase, the buyer just needs to focus on the assets they're buying. So fixtures and fittings, staff, premises, things of that nature, and not much else. That brings us on to the next advantage, which is because the buyer gets a fresh start, it's an opportunity to be able to renegotiate the contracts that the business might meet with either the buyer's preferred suppliers or on terms that the buyer might be willing to proceed with. So if the seller's got supplier arrangements, the buyer doesn't have to continue with them. If the seller's got fixed term contracts, the buyer doesn't have to continue with them. He can just set up his own arrangements. The final advantage, although there are more, but the final key advantage is tax. Now, we've already talked about the buyer not having to take all the seller's liabilities, but it's important to just set tax aside because it's often a major issue. What happens if HMRC comes with a tax bill that the seller should have paid? Tax stays with the person that incurred the tax. The buyer would not be taking over the seller's tax responsibility after completion. So again, it's just reiterating earlier points, which is that there's a line that's drawn and the buyer is only responsible for what they do after completion.
Really interesting. Thank you, Hannah. So I picked up five advantages there. So number one, the buyer can cherry pick the assets, take what it wants to leave behind everything else. And that leads on to number two, it's less risky for a buyer because they're only taking what they want. Number three, there's limited due diligence. Number four, they could negotiate new contracts with suppliers and probably on better terms as well. And the last one, the tax liability remains with the seller because the buyer is not taking this on. Really helpful. That summarizes our podcast for today. Hannah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Rina. See you again.
Thanks for listening to Business Law and More, a Cosbond podcast. Before we go, if you enjoyed the podcast, please follow and subscribe to the show, share the podcast or tell a friend about it, leave us a review, and stay tuned for more next week.